If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Burness joins us now, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. We've got lots of scams and spams to warn you about. Good morning, Steve. And what's going on with Facebook? They're calling it an epidemic of scams, aren't they?
They are, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me today. Yes, so new reports show that a lot of the ads that you see on Facebook, sometimes up to 70%, are scams or misleading in some way. So we just want consumers to be aware of those pop-up ads that appear. It may not be who they say they are. There's a recent report of a company in Atlanta who gets calls daily that, you know, people using his name, and basically it's not him. It's a scammer just using his name, his company's information, and just trying to get your credit card information. And these are usually, Bob, are offers that are, you know, too good to be true. And they usually are. So be careful when you're online and buying those ads that pop up.
In DuPage County, there's a warning about phone scams. Tell us about what's going on there.
Well, it's another problem that happens all the time. Unfortunately, consumers are falling for it. They're basically calling you up and that you are in trouble with the law in some way, and that you have to, you know, pay them to get out of the problems that you are encountering. So the DuPage County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning recently, and most of it are attributed to people saying that there's an arrest warrant out for you because you didn't do anything, and they want to take payment. And obviously, the payment's not going to be a Visa. It's going to be either picking up cash or sending them a gift card or something, paying by Zelle or those other, you know, payments support. Mm-hmm. Organization, and you don't have the protection you do like you do on your credit card, Bob. So if you give freely somebody money, regardless if it's a scam or not, you lose out and the banks won't cover you on that. So be very careful. Any law enforcement saying that you're in trouble and if you don't act now, something's going to happen or you're going to go to jail. That's a tip off to rip off, Bob.
Well, we've talked before about these messages that say you have a toll charge that's that hasn't been paid. But now, and my wife got one of these, there are texts about traffic tickets that are overdue that you have to pay, and also DMV text, supposedly from the DMV, and warnings. What is happening here?
Well, they're nonstop now, Bob. And the reason they're continuing is they work, obviously. So, yeah, the Federal Trade Commission just issued a warning last week as well. If you're getting a text about unpaid toll charges or overdue traffic tickets, it most likely is a scam. The government doesn't do that. So they look authentic. They look like they're from reliable organizations. And sometimes they even give you calls saying that you are, you know, you have missed a parking ticket or traffic ticket. And in the background, you hear the police squawking radio going, so it makes them try to look authentic. Again, the government doesn't do that, especially the DMVs. They don't call you up saying,
oops. The scammers just cut Steve Burness off, apparently. We lost him. Yeah. But, Steve's absolutely right. The text my wife got really looked authentic. I mean, usually she'll ask me, is this a scam? And I'll take one look, and I'm thinking, it's obviously a scam. Steve's back with us. But you're right. It's very, very realistic looking, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, they're very realistic looking itself, and they make it look like you know they have some information on you as well. They have your name, or may have your address, and those are typically those types of scams. And nobody does that. They don't. The government doesn't do that, and the police don't do that as well.
There's a warning issued also in several states now over a tech scam, and this is about stealing bank accounts. How does this work?
Well, they basically send you information that something's wrong with your account and that they need to verify it's you, Bob, and they ask you for your account number. You're thinking it's the bank. They may call you up with a caller ID and showing that it's the bank, and you think it's them, and you give them your information and your transit numbers, and all of a sudden they start deducting from your account. Or you click on a link that gives them access to your phone or computer, and then therefore they have access to your financial records. So again, banks don't do that either. They don't call you up out of the blue asking for your account number. That's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
When you get these scam calls, and many times it's identified as such on your smartphone, not always, but sometimes, and I'm always thinking, is it best to take the call, let it go to voicemail, just hang up? What's your advice?
The best thing to do, Bob, is not answer your phone call unless you know it's somebody in your contact list. Let it go to voicemail. You can do the research on that organization and leave the phone number they leave. You can do research online through Google or the Better Business Bureau to see what other consumers have done. It's getting to epidemic proportions on these particular scams, and they're just increasing, and they're all over the world, Bob, they're coming from. They're not just here locally. Those are individuals who are waiting for somebody to answer the phone to convince them that they're in trouble, or they got to pay a fine, or they want some information, or especially clicking on a link. And that's something you don't want to do, is never click on a link unless you know it's verifiable and they're expecting it. If you're not expecting it, contact the bank, the credit card company, the mortgage company directly, even if it's a well-known company that you may have, a cable company calling you, mm-hmm. even though you have the same one. They just call everybody, and hopefully they'll call the right person and see what sticks on the wall.
How do you get them to stop calling, though? Sometimes the message will indicate press 9 to stop these calls, but then you wonder, wait a minute, does that really stop them? What do you think?
It doesn't, Bob. Unfortunately, when they say press 9 or something like that, they know it's a verifiable person on the line, and your number would be worth more to the telemarketer. It's best to hang up on them and actually not even answer those calls at all, and do the research on them and report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, because we need to know about these scams to let the law enforcement know, people know. But they have burner phones, Bob. They change their numbers rapidly. So just because you got a call yesterday, it may be a different call today from the same different scammer, but using a different number.
Good advice as always, Steve Burness. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
News in 2 minutes from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.